One of the frontrunners for the Oscars this weekend is American Hustle, a caper movie about con artists, the FBI, the mob, and the abscam sting operation that sent seven members of Congress to prison in the early 1980s. The film begins with a statement, quote, "Some of this actually happened." And so we asked NPR's Peter Overby how much. Peter checked out some of the actual surveillance videos, and he says they were as unbelievable as the movie.
Let's start with the usual opening scene, an FBI agent facing the hidden camera. Just like the movie, but grittier.
Go ahead, Tony. This is Special Agent Anthony Amoroso, Jr., Federal Bureau of Investigation. Today's date is January 7th, 1980. Location, a townhouse in Washington, D.C.
Amoroso has bundles of $100 bills, $50,000 in all.
I am placing this money in the desk drawer directly in front of me.
Amoroso was playing someone who worked for some Arab sheikhs. They supposedly wanted to invest in America, but needed citizenship papers to make it work, and they were willing to pay to get them. The tape shows the arrival of Congressman John Murtha, a Pennsylvania Democrat. American Hustle echoes the scene. Here's a lawmaker in the movie.
I'll tell you, you came to the right place.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. We can make it happen.
And here's Murtha in the townhouse.
Let me tell you something. You came to the right guys in order to get it done.
In real life, on the video, Murtha never comes near the money, and so he never gets charged. They talk for nearly an hour, Amoroso, two middlemen who are in on the sting, and Murtha, who keeps steering the conversation away from himself and back to the needs of his district.
I want to get the jobs in the area, you know, a few bank deposits in my area, nothing I like better.
But then again,
later on, you know, after we've dealt a while, you know, we might change our mind. We might want to do more business.
That business never happened. Murtha went on to have a long career in Congress, unlike seven of his colleagues on Capitol Hill. Congressman John Janrett, a Democrat from South Carolina, became known for telling the FBI, "I got larceny in my blood." The line lived on in Washington and gets a hat tip in American Hustle. Just as memorable in D.C., yet another abscam Democrat, Pennsylvania Congressman Michael Ozzie Myers, said this into the mic.
I'm going to tell you something real simple and short. Money talks in this business and walks. It works the same way down in Washington.
And perhaps the strangest tale of all, Congressman Richard Kelly of Florida, videotaped shoving $25,000 into his suit pockets. His defense?
I was presented as a member of Congress with a unique opportunity to gain information about what I believe to be a criminal conspiracy.
Kelly told reporters he didn't want to take the money.
What I hope to learn, however, by continuing my investigation, held out the promise of being of vital interest to the United States.
Kelly was the only Republican among the six representatives and one senator convicted in abscam.
This is a very tiny minority of members of Congress, but the whole institution gets a black eye as a result.
This is Don Ritchie, the official historian of the Senate. The abscam videotape wasn't released till the trials, well after the tapes were made. But Ritchie says they had an impact.
It was still in the era of three networks, but that gave them something to show. And, you know, it made the story more real.
But it got the FBI in hot water with Congress. Abscam was the first FBI sting on Capitol Hill, and it's also been the last. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington. We'll be right back.